The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 8 days a week. But man, 8 days a week is going to become 14 days a week because we have added a lot of new shows, bro, to the russosbrand.com and also to patreon.com/RussoTWC. Listen, I've told you guys, we don't stay stagnant. We don't rest on our laurels. What is it? Rest on
laurels.
Your laurels, I think. Laurels?
Yes.
Rest on our laura. We don't rest on our laurels. We continue to give you more content, bro. The objective is to grow the brand. You know, Jeff, somebody just now on my Twitter feed put up graphs of all the wrestling shows since AEW started in October. So you got November, December, January, February. You got four full months. And when you look at this graph, the graph has NXT, the graph has AEW, the graph has WWE, and the graph has SmackDown. Okay? When you look at this graph, every single company has stayed stagnant for 4 months. Okay? I don't believe in staying stagnant, bro. I believe in doing whatever you have to do to grow your brand, any brand. It's not a wrestling thing, Jeff. That's business. You need to constantly be reinventing yourself. You need to constantly be bringing good people in. And we didn't even raise the price. But that's my problem with these wrestling companies, bro. I don't care what you're drawing. I don't care, you know, 850,000 people are watching you on Wednesday nights, which seriously is nothing. Bro, show me you want to extend your audience and you want to extend your brand, and you're doing that, Jeff. How could we expect the brand to ever grow if we're not expanding it, we're not adding to it, we're not bringing in other people, bro? It doesn't happen magically.
No, and the people we bring in, we try to bring in from different, you know, different personalities, maybe different styles of the way that they speak, the topics they like, their backgrounds, different things that they do in wrestling. And we're going to give you a sample of these new shows that are coming both to the Realm Network and Truthful Consequences Patreon at patreon.com/RussoTWC. So we're going to talk about all those new shows today. And of course, you'll see your normal clips of the week in review on the Realm Network.
Well, Jeff, let's look at some of those shows. A lot of people have been asking me already, what's the lineup? What's coming out? What days? So they could, you know, they could mark everything down and know when to get our podcast. So can you start laying out the new shows and tell me what the schedule is going to look like here going forward?
Well, for the new shows that release on Monday on Patreon, this will be a Patreon show at patreon.com/RussoTWC, is Time Out with the Disco Inferno. And of course, you're on that show with him. If you're on our Patreon, the $5 tier a month and up gets this show in audio. And if you're a bro and up, you will get the video version as well of that. But I know you're excited about this. Disco finally has his own show and it's coming to the TWC Patreon.
Yeah, I've been asking Disco for a long time to do his own show, and he told me he didn't have the time. But then I said to him, bro, listen, I want to expand the brand. I want to get your thoughts outside of wrestling, man. You know, Disco's into a lot of things, and he really stays on top of current events. And that's what we talked about on this show, bro. Everything but wrestling, man. It's going to be, you know, guys, it's going to be news. I think we hit upon the coronavirus. It's going to be politics because, you know, he never really talks about politics on Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. We talked about God, bro, we talked about so many other topics we haven't hit upon before, and that's exactly what I want the show to be. So, you know, you want your wrestling fix, bro. You're going to get it over on the Realm Network with Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco, but you want more disco. And really, we dive into other things, sports, entertainment, you name it. You'll be able to get that now Mondays on Time Out with the Disco Inferno, patreon.com/RussoTWC.
And let's take a quick look at the show.
But here's what I don't understand, bro. Giving the players immunity is one thing. Stripping them of the World Series title is something completely different.
Bro, but that's – who cares about that stuff?
Bro,
because here's the thing. It's already historic. It's an historical action. It already occurred. It's done. It's years. It's 3 years ago. What are you going to do? Strip them? What does that mean? What are you going to do? Then, if you're stripping it, who are you giving the title to?
It was vacated that year.
Okay, then what's the point? They already celebrated. They already had they already poured champagne. They already won. They went through the whole process. You think they give a rat's ass if you say like they already celebrated? It's like, well, you can't take away the celebration that already occurred. They already did it. It's done. It's finished. They're done. So everybody talking about, oh, well, they stripped them of the title. Okay, big deal. So the record books, they don't see it. But the players played 180 games that year, you know, won the thing and celebrated champagne and had the parade and everything. So take it away 3 years later, who cares?
Well, let me ask you this. When you say who cares, let me ask you this.
And again, anybody at the $5 tier and up gets that show in audio. Bros and Up can also get that in video. In the $5 tier, we're going to show another new show that's on there as well. You get Truthful Consequences with Vic Venom. You get the Bro Show Bro with you and your son, Will. The AEW Review, where Just Incredible joins you every single week. And of course, Master Shoot Theater. All that stuff's at the $5 tier.
Let's just make sure they know everything.
Monday on Realm, of course, Castrating the Marks.
Right.
Every single week, we'll be showing a clip of that later in the show. On Patreon, 4 Mondays a month, also for certain tiers, there's bonus content, bonus podcasts we do. We do WWE Attitude Era watch-along shows that you wrote and WCW watch-alongs as well. And those release normally on Monday for some of the tiers.
Okay. All right. Let's go on to Tuesday, bro.
Well, of course, Tuesday, that's life. Get that free on YouTube on the Realm Network audio. But we got a new show coming to Realm Network VIP, and that's Talks with Taylor Hendricks. So any Realm Network VIP gets this in video and audio. Of course, it is still less than $1 a week at russosbrand.com. You just click subscribe to the Realm Network. Taylor is someone that brings a really positive attitude, I think, going through the first show, seeing the things she does on her own Twitter and her own YouTube, and she's going to be having guests on her show. And it's nice to get somebody, you know, on there that's currently involved in wrestling, and it's the first addition to the brand of a current wrestler, I'd say.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get another female point of view over on the brand. Taylor is young. She brings in a whole different demographic. She's still currently working. You know, so she's out there today, you know, mixing with a lot of the wrestlers, you know, working today. So, man, she brings a breath of fresh air to the table. She's got a great, great following. But I really wanted insight from a female from Taylor's generation, man. And I'm really, 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 really looking forward to her show on russosbrand.com on Tuesdays. Correct, Jeff?
That's right. And here's a little look at her first episode that released on Tuesday, where she had on former TNA knockout Roxy Laveau.
Self-love takes a long time, and it's not just a once you got it, you got it. So how long did this take you?
So for me, like, that stuff with TNA, I want to say, happened, like, goodness, I was probably like, so I get to tell my age on this one. I was like 27 when that happened. And then I was still kind of wrestling. I've been in Tampa, like, I live in Tampa. I've been in Tampa for like 8 years now. And that's when I met Jimmy. And so being here was when I really started to notice a change in myself and being able to be strong in who I was and not necessarily rely on like, let me get on stage in like my bikini that I have to glue into and get a $40 trophy and approval from people I don't know. Like, let me get in the ring and make sure that my boss thinks I look good enough for this position, as opposed to just going off of my talent and skills. So like, it took that long for me to figure that out. So I would say like 8 years ago was when I really started to like be able to embrace like self-love and stuff like that.
Oh, I love to hear that, Nikki. I think that's very, I think it's very important for other people to hear that, you know, if it's taking you a long time, it's okay, because it took other people a long time too, but they did it. And I think that like, it makes you a part of somebody else's survival guide, so to speak. And I think that's very inspirational. I think it's amazing. You know, I identify with so much of what you said, and you were actually a person that, whether you realize it or not, you actually helped me get over a lot of the body issues that I myself had with being called certain things. I remember I didn't wear red lipstick for 5 years because someone told me I had a horse face and I looked like the Joker when I smiled wearing red lipstick. Like, something totally ridiculous is that, but 5 years I did not wear red lipstick. Like things like that.
And again, that is a show for all the Realm Network VIPs, still less than $1 a week. No price increase with the show added. So Wednesdays, of course, you already get the Raw and SmackDown review on Realm. You, Ben Hameen, Stevie Richards, discuss the 5 hours of television every single week. Patrons, $3 and up, already get the Master Shoot Theater, popular show. It was so popular, it was a brief little segment that used to be on the Raw and SmackDown review, spun off into its own show. But now added on Wednesdays on Patreon. $5 tier and up, we'll get this in audio. The bros and up, we'll get the video as well. Eyes up here with the Queen of Extreme, Francine. Of course, Chad, who is also on the Triple Threat podcast with Shane, joins her on that show. And she had Ryback on the first show as well. But bringing Francine, who she was ECW. You know, when you think about the top people in ECW, her name should be right up there with Shane and Taz and Tommy Dreamer and, you know, all those guys.
Yeah, and not only that, Jeff, the first woman on Patreon. And, man, I formed a friendship with Francine a couple of months ago. I did her show. I pitched in as guest host for her show. What a great, great, great human being, man. She's got a really, really rich history. Great to talk to. Her first interview, she landed Ryback. And I see a lot of great interviews like that coming through Francine. We are very, very, very lucky to have her on patreon.com/RussoTWC.
Well, let's take a look at a clip from the newest Eyes Up Here with Francine.
It was not easy going through that and then being told that you're never going to be John Cena is the last marquee name that will ever exist in the WWE, was told directly to me from Hunter. Made it very easy to know that right then and there, everything I'd worked for and killing myself was not going, no matter how over I would get, no matter how over I'd get it multiple different times through their platform, it was never going to pay off because they were never going to let it. But if you know that, and I've talked about this, you see how they do what they do to guys that start getting hot, they take it away. And everything, I've always told the truth on everything. It made it a very easy decision for me when my body was, my back and shoulder got to a certain point. I knew I had to get out of there. And again, the health thing kind of threw a wrench in my plans originally. But everything is back on track now. And my story is not done. And I firmly believe, and I've said this, I will be the biggest star in wrestling at some point once again. And there's not another human being on the planet like me. So.
And on Thursday, of course, this show comes out every Thursday, Goldie's Closet on the Realm Network every Thursday. Patrons, bros and up, get Truth with Consequences with Vic Venom early and with bonus content. Of course, the regular $5 audio version of that releases every Tuesday. People love that show. So if you sign up for the $5 tiers for Disco and Francine, you're also going to get Vic Venom every single week, Truth with Consequences. But we're bringing a new show to the Realm Network every Thursday in video and audio for all Realm VIPs. Black and White with you and Stevie Ray. We've had a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot, probably about 5 guest appearances of Stevie Ray over the years on the brand, and people love him every time he's on. So now we got him weekly, Vince.
Well, wait till you hear the first show, bro, because Stevie Ray, it's not even a conspiracy theory. He believes wholeheartedly that O.J. Simpson is innocent, wholeheartedly. It's not a conspiracy theory. He thinks the facts all point to that, and he breaks it down with me on our very, very, very first show, which is, I mean, super interesting. Bro, Stevie Ray is a smart dude, and there is going to be a lot of black and white talk. And, you know, there was a lot of black and white talk in the first show. You know, as I said, I mean, guys, you know about the O.J. Simpson, the LAPD police force at the time, and Mark Furman. And man, bro, Stevie goes into a lot of that. It's a must listen to show.
The media wouldn't want something like that to come out.
Right. It doesn't tell their story. It doesn't tell the good story.
Right. Okay. Because they've created a narrative to the nation that this man is a woman beater. And do you know, everybody involved, the FBI, prosecutors, investigators, talked to every single solitary woman in this man's past life. Even his ex-wife, Paula Barrieri, the girl he was dating at the time. Not one person, not one female has ever came forward and said, O.J. Simpson was violent toward me.
The next show, bro, I want to talk to him a little bit about Michael Jackson. You know, how does he feel about that? You know, the Neverland Ranch and everything that happened there. So, man, we are really, really, really lucky to have Stevie Ray on the channel, bro.
Of course, Fridays, Realm Network, VIPs get Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco. Or Disco joins us to talk the news and rumors of wrestling for the week. The Triple Threat Podcast with Shane Douglas on the Realm Network. And patrons get the AEW review with you and Justin Credible. And I know a lot of people like that. You know, people think that, you know, you're always bashing AEW. But if you actually listen to the show, you guys put over stuff that deserves to be put over every single week. And you also get not only your point of view from a writer's point of view, but Justin's point of view from doing it, from being a top guy in the wrestling business.
Yeah, I don't think we bash the show at all. That's bullshit, bro. I'm not looking to bash shows. As a matter of fact, Jeff, we are going to do a Patreon exclusive show right after this, okay? And the only place I'm going to talk about this is there. And this is, oh my God, bro, the people up in arms about Goldberg beating Bray Wyatt. And bro, I'm going to defend the WWE. Guys, I don't come on here to freaking blast every freaking wrestling company. That's not why I come on here. And like people that are going crazy about the Goldberg win, which is insanity. I'm going to do an entire show about that today with Jeff. We're going to record it today. It's going to be, you know, exclusive to Patreon. And, it, you know, bro, relax. You know, but my point is, bro, when it's necessary to put these companies over, I put these companies over. When something's the shits, I'm going to say it's the shits, bro. There's no ulterior motive.
Yeah, Virtue's been going off about that. He's probably one of the people you're talking about. But by the time this show comes out, that will be up for bros and up at patreon.com/RussoTWC. Of course, every weekend we got the bro show, bro, with you and Will at patreon.com/RussoTWC. Father Son podcast. A lot of people enjoy that, man. And that's at the $3 tier and up.
Yeah, that's just me and Will rapping, bro. Those are what our conversations look like on the phone every week. I don't know of any other father-son shows out there. Will's got a lot of insights, too, because he works for Paige. He works for DDP Yoga. Bro, that, you know, out of DDP Yoga, I don't know how many people know this or not, but a lot of the AEW video work is done. So, you know, guys from AEW constantly going in and out of there. You know, we'll see Shivani on a weekly basis. So there's a lot to talk about there, bro. We have our top 5 list when it comes to entertainment and music, because we're both music buffs. Will's a great musician. A lot of times he'll go into guitar playing on that show. I think it's a really fun show, a really insight into a father-son relationship.
But let's not forget, we got one more new show coming to the Realm Network, russosbrand.com. Release date, we'll have it confirmed by the time this show comes out. But Vince, a popular show. The first show. Yeah, this show goes back to 2014 on Pyro and Ballyhoo. Bucket Full of Chicken X with yourself is coming back.
Bucket Full of Chicken X, bro. I said every day of the week I was going to write something down. I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 topics, and Monday has just started. A lot I'm going to talk about, bro. A lot of rants, a lot of raves, a lot of carrying on. This is going to be my rant show. I used to do it here, bro, but I'm not going to do it anymore. There's too much to cover here now with all the new shows. This is really going to be a highlight show where we're going to talk about everything that happened on the brand for the week. So if you want those rants, we're going back old school, bro, to a bucket full of chicken necks.
Yes, and that again goes to Realm. And also on Realm, you know, we got Vito and Noel. They're doing a cool Mr. versus Mrs. debate show on topics. That's cool to check out. All the stuff there. You know, I mentioned Goldie's Closet, the Triple Threat podcast. Those are all on Realm. So again, guys, these Patreon shows are at patreon.com/RussoTWC. And the Realm shows, of course, russosbrand.com. But we're going to get in to our clips of Realm for the week, Vince. And we open up with Castrating the Marks. And this isn't really castrating a Mark clip, but it's interesting because it's something we talk about on this show every single week. And someone had sent this in. It's an interesting clip with Jim Ross talking about his commentary on AEW.
My wheelhouse is most definitely hardcore, physical, logical wrestling and not sizzle, 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 not spot, spot, spot. You don't need me sitting there to say, ooh, ah, oh, what a move. He's over the top. They all caught him. I'm leaving my ass out. Let somebody else call that stuff that believes in it, because I don't believe in it. And if I don't believe in it, I can shit on it or I can just lay out and not say nothing detrimental or what, and leave my two partners to say what they want to say. And that's kind of what I do in some of the situations. So if things are illogical, I can't make them logical.
That was there was a lot of that tonight, bro. I'll tell you that, man. There was a lot of that tonight.
But, I mean, he doesn't care, and I like that. And he's pointing out everything that's always pointed out on the brand. You know, they put their arms out and they catch them.
You got to like the fact, bro, that he's not selling himself out. And if it's not logical and he doesn't agree with it, and if he can't make sense out of it, he's not going to bury it. He's just not going to say nothing.
Right.
And that's integrity, bro. That's not selling out, you know? I mean, that's who he is, and you know all the money in the world's not going to change him. You know he's built a reputation. You know all these freaking years, man. He's not gonna scar that reputation for money, bro. So good for him.
Now that was interesting to hear, Vince, because like you said, you know JR, he doesn't give a shit. You know he's going to be honest. And you wonder when you hear that, because he's sitting there pretty much telling you if he sees something that makes no sense while he's on commentary, he's not going to put it over. How can he put it over if it doesn't make any sense? And you wonder if anybody cares in the company, if he's had conversations with people. I'd be curious to know, you know, the conversations that go on in the back. But, you know, this is Jim Ross. Jim Ross knows what he's talking about. He's a legend in the business. And here he is explaining why this stuff doesn't make sense and he's not going to put it over. But we see it on AEW every week.
Oh, I got to tell you something. Last night, I sent it to you about 11 o'clock at night, whatever time it was, another ridiculous Tony Khan press conference. Bro, I'm going to start working on my Tony Khan imitation because there's so many ridiculous things to imitate with the talking with his eyes closed and the awkwardness of his hands. And bro, I swear to God, anybody wants to talk about me, F you. Nobody in the history of this business has put themselves over like Tony Khan. I mean, he makes sure you know, bro. He is in charge of everything, and he is in charge of the writing, and he is in charge of the creative, and he is the filter. I mean, oh, my God. Okay, Tony, we get it, bro. Your billions of dollars made you the boss. We understand.
But he gave Cody his blessing for the tattoo. That's important.
Gave Cody the blessing for the tattoo, but my point is this. This guy is such an effing mark, Jeff. And then you got JR saying what he's saying. Bro, I'm telling you, there's chit-chat going on, you know, behind the scenes. There's camps forming. But you got to love JR, bro, because JR is a man of freaking integrity. He's not going to be a shill. If he doesn't believe it, bro, he's not going to make believe that he does. That's why I love JR. JR and I, bro, listen, we've got our history, and, not everything was hunky-dory with me and JR at all, but I will be the first one to say, man, this is a guy that has his integrity. His integrity is important to him, bro. Man, my God, bro, you listen to Tony Khan talk, then you listen to a JR talk, and you just get a feeling that, you know, sooner or later, something there might come to a head.
On Wednesday on the Raw and SmackDown review with Stevie Richards and Bin Hameen, you guys are talking about, well, in particular, the Bellas with Alexa Bliss, but pandering to the crowd in WWE.
All right, guys, we had our moment of bliss. The Bella Twins are going in the WWE Hall of Fame. Guys, I'm just so, I swear to God, like, I'm so sick of this. Like, just everyone's pandering to the crowd. I'm so tired of it. Man, I remember, when I was working, Stevie, like, man, if somebody would pander to the crowd, it's like, the cheap pop or the cheap heat. And, we used to shit on that. And like everybody does that all the freaking time now, bro.
Yeah, I would get anytime I would do anything, even if it was a very, very full house, if I would do anything, no matter what show it was, to pander to that local crowd in the audience, Vince, one of the agents or somebody, would say the same thing you've heard. And a lot of people out there, they'd be nice about it, but if I did it two or three more times, they would get on me. Yeah, there's 15,000 people out there, but you're playing to 5 million. Hope maybe 15 million if we get up that. You know what I mean? They're talking about numbers in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know why when they come back, they don't just read the riot act to these people every week.
And it should have been the exact opposite, bro, because I got to tell you something, man. For as long as I've been watching this and I've been watching the Bella Twins, they've been shitting on the Bella Twins. They've been they're horrible workers. They're not good work. They've been shitting on them. And you're going to go out there and thank the Bella Army? I would have said exactly that. I would have said freaking exactly that, man. But the Bella Army, I'm like, God, man, like can nobody cut a promo, Ben, that all we have is pandering?
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me on the Shit Down and Rub Me Raw review to let you know about my new curtain line and my new baby spit up line. And my sister has got a new fragrance line. And that wouldn't be possible with all the groundbreaking history of the history makers that we are in the Divas division, because that's what the Bella Army does, you guys.
Just, oh, God, bro. I am so sick of this, bro. Every single show. Either kissing the crowd's ass or ripping the crowd with cheap heat. Bro, it's the worst form of wrestling, like, imaginable. It's, and bro, every single person does it, bro. You ever hear freaking Jake the Snake Roberts ever put over a crowd? Ever in your life? When you think of the greats, my God, bro, they cut promos that meant something with real words and real lines. And man, all everybody does today is pander to the crowd. I'm so freaking sick of it. You people this, you people that. Oh, please, man, get better than that.
Yeah, the only time I remember it working is with Mick Foley, but that was the gimmick, was because it was lame and he was doing it for the cheap pop. So it was comedy. It was funny. Yeah. But, you know, we've seen with Seth Rollins over the past year, you guys, we did this together. And what happens? The crowd turns on him. Like, it never works. So I don't understand what the point of doing that is.
Yeah, I don't get it, bro. I'm just so sick. It's so weak, bro.
And on Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco in this clip, Disco's talking about AEW marrying like two products, with it being kind of weird. You got the angles and the violence, and they're marrying that with guys that just do flips and dives.
You know, and then AEWs, like I said, like, you know, the alternative there is they're allowing these guys to be a little bit vulgar and they're showing blood.
Yeah.
So it's, and like, I, you know, and again, the whole theme of those, that show is around that. Yeah. You know, back in the day, you know, like Georgia Championship Wrestling, you know, the Horsemen would be feuding with the Road Warriors and Dusty. You know, the Midnight Express would be feuding with the Rock and Roll Express. Buzz Sawyer would be feuding with Tommy Rich and Sophie. And bro, the angles were centered around violence.
Oh my God, bro.
You know, there was fighting, there was blood and stuff, you know, and that's the old school element that the AEW is putting back on TV. Okay, which is interesting. But like I said, just, you know, this is the only problems they have. They have a core of guys that can do that. And you have another core of guys that all they know how to do is just do dives and flips and choreographing and stuff. And it's like you're marrying two weird products.
That's a great point, Glenn.
You know what I'm saying?
What message are you putting out there? Who's your audience? It's two completely different audiences.
Bro, if you started just bringing in some bigger guys, and you know, just started because bro, let me tell you something. the kid, what do you say? That kid from who was the kid that knew the friend of mine and showed up with me for the football games and stuff, everything? He knows you from the wrestler.
Athena?
What's his name? The kid that I met at the sports bar. Like, okay, yeah. He took a picture of my mom and me. So, okay. Bro, he said he went to the WWE tryouts. He said the smallest guy was 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, and meanwhile, they told him,
okay.
Yeah.
So you see now, and finally, maybe these wrestling companies, you know, because AEW just signed Lance Hoyt, Lance Archer, who's a big guy.
Big guy.
You
know what I'm saying? Character, charisma.
And so it's what I've been saying all along. You know, one of the things that's holding the detrimental part of this, holding this business back from the visual standpoint and getting new viewers, is a lot of the guys do not look like professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
The visual picture that you have.
Well,
and if you start putting some big guys on TV, start centering your show around violence, having these guys give the other guys big moves and letting the guys lay there and stuff, you know, like just good devastation, instead of just doing all these, you know, these matches where you have, you know, 20 ounces and you're trying to fit it into an 8 ounce cup.
Yeah.
You know, it looks as, you know, bro, if they start waning back towards and having the whole show centered around violence and vulgarity, kind of, you know, just heightened tension.
Yeah,
you might be able to start slowly over the next 2 to 3 years drawing some people back to watching the show.
And that's the thing, bro. Those two top angles had nothing to do with that type of style of wrestling. Nothing. Right. It was all story week after week. Jericho ain't gonna do that shit,
right?
And you mentioned in that clip, Vince, like, well, what is their target audience? Like, is it, you're sending mixed signals.
Bro, I don't know, unless their psychology is we're putting a little bit of everything out there to get everybody, but you're not getting everybody. I mean, again, bro, like I said, I just saw the graph today and it's very stagnant, man. It, like, the first week it was 1.4 million. After that, it was like, you know, between 800,000 and 900,000, and like, that's kind of where you are. So I don't know what the psychology is, bro. I put over myself. I think they promoted the two main events up top very well, but everything else was just meaningless, you know, non-believable matches. And I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, you wonder if there's kind of a struggle going on. Of course, this is all just hypothetical, but you know, you got guys that are in these angles doing basing on the violence, guys like Jericho and things like that. And then you got the other half, you know, is there kind of a, hey, we need to be doing this. And then the other guys don't want to do this. We want to do this. So, you know, with, especially with two completely different things on one show.
Yeah. Who knows, bro?
But guys, all those clips that we just showed of Castrating the Marks, Raw SmackDown Review, Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Disco, those are on the Realm Network every week in video and audio. If you like to listen to audio on the go, Realm Network VIPs, the Realm Network will give you your own private RSS feed that you can pop into your favorite podcast app, listen on the go. If you like the video versions, you got up to a month, you can stream them, you can download them, and keep them. That's russosbrand.com. Click Realm subscribe right at the top, less than $1 a week. Of course, that's where Taylor will be. That's where Stevie Ray will be. And that's where Chicken X will be. And of course, the Patreon shows, Vince. Patreon.com/RussoTWC. We mentioned the AEW review, the Master Shoot Theater, the Bro Show Bro. Of course, Truth with Consequences with Vic Venom. And now we are bringing Time Out with Disco and Eyes Up here with Francine. Patreon.com/RussoTWC.
And guys, there's no long-term commitment. I mean, you don't got to buy in for 6 months. You don't got to buy in for a year. Guys, I purposely don't do that. We can give a year-long membership, you know, subscription rate if we want to. No, bro, I don't believe in that. I believe in, you know, month to month to month. If we're not giving you your money's worth, you could opt out the next month. That is done by design, bro. You don't got to commit to 3 months. You don't got to commit to 6 months. You don't got to commit to a year. You listen to it as long as you keep enjoying it. That's the whole idea. This freaking cracked me up, bro. Okay. I already wrote down another thing for Chicken Next while we were doing this show. So if I don't say this now, I'm going to forget it. It cracked me up, bro. And I hope somebody sends in this tweet for Castrating the Marks. I could really get into it. Bruce Mitchell had to let everybody know that he gave the AEW 10 out of 10, bro. And he has only done that once before, bro. He has only done that once before, but he had to let everybody know he gave the AEW, like, Bruce, pardon my French, like, who gives a like, bro, do you think you're that important that you got to announce to the world, bro, I gave AEW a 10 out of 10. Bro, I never do that before. I only did that one time before. So, Bruce, what does that mean, bro? Does that mean because Bruce Mitchell gave the AEW a show a 10 out of 10 that it was indeed a 10 out of 10? Is that what it means, bro? The comical thing to me, bro, is you think your opinion is so highly regarded that you got to put that out there and let everybody know. Here's what's going to be interesting. I signed on to do this WrestleCade that's in Bruce Mitchell's backyard in November. Okay, bro? So I'm very interested to see what Bruce Mitchell does because, Jeff, I will be let it known in every public outlet because you know how this guy says I've not invited him on the show? No. I will be letting it know on every public outlet. Bro, I am going, Bruce. You go every single year. So now, bro, the ball's in your court. What are you going to do? Are you not going to show up, bro, now? Are you going to not show up to show your true colors and show everybody how scared to death you are of me? Or are you going to show up? And, bro, I'll tell you right here, right now, if you're going to show up, I would like to have a one-on-one debate with you in public in front of other people. I welcome it, bro. So, you know, and bro, between now and November, I'm going to say that a million times. So you hiding behind, he has never invited me on the show, this and that, and all that bullshit that everybody knows bullshit. Bro, now you're in a very awkward situation, Bruce, because what are you going to do? I'm going, bro. I'm going. I already signed up for it. I'm already committed. So are you not going to go? Are you going to show up and avoid me? Or are you finally, for one time in your life, going to be a man and have at it with me face to face? Because God knows, bro, you've been talking behind my back for 20 years. So what's it going to be, Brucey? Door number one, door number two, or door number three?
You might even do it in front of a dumpster if it made it more comfortable.
In my opinion, the only way you save face is door number three. Otherwise, you don't show up, or you show up and ignore me. But I'll tell you right now, bro, for the next 10 months, however far November is away, I'm going to be making sure everybody knows that I have invited you to a public debate. Bro, maybe there you could reveal the smoking gun.
Well, didn't you see now he's claiming he never said that, he never had one. You made that up.
Bro, you know who his smoking gun was? I've said this all along. His smoking gun was John Arezzi. Bruce was talking to John for the last 20 years, and for some reason in his brain, you know, John Arezzi was his smoking gun, and John Arezzi was gonna expose me. Expose me for what, bro? John Arezzi came on the show. We talked about our differences in philosophy. We talked about what went down. We talked about things that could have been done differently. I think at one point I apologized to John for something I needed to apologize for. And bro, now John Rizzi and I are great friends again. We talk all the time. We DM. I'm friends with his nephew. We're both big baseball fans. That was his freaking smoking gun. I don't know what he thought in God's name John Arezzi was going to say about me. I never did anything to hurt John Arezzi. We did not see eye to eye on a few things, but I certainly, you know, did not, you know, do anything wrong to him or screw him or F him over or anything like that. So I honestly believe this was the smoking gun he was talking about for the last 20 years. Bro, I swear to God, if you know show, that is spineless, man. That is absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, Jeff, do you know who I am scheduled to be on a panel with?
No.
Jerry Jarrett.
Oh, I didn't know that. He did say that.
Yeah. Jerry freaking hates me, bro. And when the guys called and said, Vince, you know Jerry Jarrett's going to be on my panel, I said, no problem with that. Bro, as a matter of fact, I owe Jerry Jarrett an apology. I've apologized to Jerry Jarrett for something that I did that I should have never done. I've apologized on shows, but I never apologized to him. So you see the difference there, bro? I look forward to looking Jerry Jarrett in the eye and saying, you know, Jerry, I was a real douche for doing this. You know, Jerry, I had nothing to do with the relationship between you and your son, with all due respect. But did I disrespect you, you know, in a public forum? Yes. And I was a dick and I should have never done it. And it was my frustration. But in front of however many people are there, I look forward to apologizing to the man. So, I mean, you know, again, Bruce, if you don't show up to this thing, bro, and if you do show up and avoid me, come on, bro. Like, there comes a time in your life you got to grow a set of nuts. You got to grow a set of nuts, bro. If I could take Jerry Jarrett head on, then you should be able to take me head on, bro.
You can check me out, guys, twitch.tv/JeffLane22. I do some video gaming on there. You can come chat it up with us. I also have a Patreon, patreon.com/JeffLane22. I review Raw, SmackDown, do some video game stuff, and an episodic review of the television show Lost.
All right, guys, and also know you could follow me on twitch.tv/VinceRussoLive. I am on Twitch all the time. Guys, enjoy the new shows. Give them a try. You don't like them, bro, you don't resubscribe next month. It is that simple. But I guarantee you, bro, you will have a good time with everybody here on the Brand Family. That is it, everybody. Have a great day tomorrow. So what's tomorrow, Jeff? Tomorrow we got Lions, Tigers, Bears, and Dirt, and what else?
AEW review on Patreon.
AEW review on Patreon. We will see you guys there.